Hey Rockstar, welcome to another episode of Randomly Zen. My name is Queen Rafi. This is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you what my guilty pleasures are. Guilty pleasures are defined as something that you enjoy doing, even though it might be unproductive, it might be a taboo, it might be distasteful to some people, it might be a piece of music that you like, but others, or majority of people, actually consider them trash, or a TV show, or things like that. But you enjoy them regardless. That's what a guilty pleasure is. So I'm gonna start with the very first thing on my list: reality TV shows. The trashier, the better. I love reality TV shows. I used to watch Jerry Springer when it still used to air. I don't know if it still airs now. I watched 90 Days Fiancé. See, reality TV shows, I love them. I absolutely love them. Married at First Sight, Are You the One, Blind Love. I can't even remember some of their names right now. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Big Brother Nigeria, Big Brother Africa. A lot of people don't like those things, but I enjoy it. A lot of people don't like those stuff, and a lot of people think, you know, they don't really have any educational or informational value attached to them, but I love it. I love reality. Even when Jezzylicious, I don't know if anybody knows that particular reality TV. I loved watching those TV shows. When it comes to reality TV shows, the trashier, believe me, the more trashy they are, the more interesting it is to me. I don't know why, but I just love it. Especially when they try fighting. Some people say they are scripted. I don't care. They could be scripted, they could not be scripted. I absolutely enjoy watching reality TV shows. So that on my list is my very first guilty pleasure. And most of the time I found out that watching these reality TV shows, even though people say they don't have educational or informational value, I'm able to derive information or educational value in one way or the other. Even though most times it's just me wasting my time, but I still enjoy it anyway. It makes me happy. So I love it. Another guilty pleasure that I have, right, is biscuits. I love biscuits. See, I'm not one to really involve myself in a lot of junk, because from a very young age, I know that, like, the history of diabetes in my family has been there, like, from my grandfather to, you know, my mom's side as well. So I have taken it upon myself to be very careful with making sure that I don't pile up on junk. But one junk that I'm not able to remove myself from, is biscuits and kulikuli. For those who are not Nigerian, is actually peanuts snack. I think it's peanut snack is called. I don't know the name, but kulikuli, you can Google it and maybe you get an English name. I love those. Kulikuli now kind of makes me have breakouts, but I can't get away from it. And there are some really new ones now that they do that are packaged in, like, you know, this small sachet. And they have, like, pepper added to it. They have, like, sugar included in it. And then they have a bit of ginger. And oh my God. And they're so cheap. They're like 100 naira for a pack. And I can't stop myself. I can't stop. If I buy a pack of it, sometimes I buy the bigger pack, the refill pack that goes for, like, maybe 1,002. And I finish it at a sitting. I love it. It's not good because it causes breakout on my face, but I can't help myself. I cannot help myself. That's another guilty pleasure that I have. Another guilty pleasure that I have would be social media. I actually love social media a little bit too much. And I think that last year I discovered, I think I have an addiction and I should work on it. The thing with social media is you start scrolling 1, 2, and then you just continue. To be fair, social media has actually been productive and informative for me in a couple of things that I do, but there are some times where I know that it's very, very unproductive. I'm just there scrolling page after page, Instagram video after Instagram videos, my new obsession, reels after reels, oddly satisfying videos after oddly satisfying video. And before I know it, 3 hours has gone and I don't realize what I've learned. Nothing. I've just wasted that 3 hours and I'm never getting it back. I think one of the reasons why I'm actually sharing this on the podcast is so that I can play this thing back to myself and remind myself, it's time to cut these things off. So those are some of the guilty pleasures that I have that I absolutely enjoy. Is there a part of me that wants to reduce how much I indulge in them? Yes. Is there a part of me that's like, are you going to do that? We can never tell, but those for me are some of the guilty pleasures that I know that I indulge in. I'm hoping that you're going to share yours with me as well. I really want to know what are those things that are guilty pleasures for you, don't worry, it's a safe space. Very, very safe place. I think music as well is sometimes a very interesting guilty pleasure for me. Music, I have struggled so much. Islamically, listening to music is not good for you. And I have struggled so much in letting go of it. Sometimes I'm successful for like 6 months and 7 months. I don't listen to music. And then all of a sudden, there's just this new tune and I can't get myself off of it. But music is one thing that I'm struggling with. It's a guilty pleasure. They say it's an amazing kind of stupid feeling. Not stupid, but this excitement, this dopamine thing that I feel when I listen to a song that I really like. That almost feels like you're high on cocaine. That might be an extreme comparison, but it's the reason why I just keep going back. But I'm really hoping that I'm able to, you know, really, really work on that. Which is why I never would talk about music on this podcast. Because I'm like, nah. I don't want the world to know. Ikpe, these are the songs I'm jamming to. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to what your own guilty pleasures are. Please share them with me via my Twitter handle for the podcast, Queen Rafi Space. Share them with me on Instagram at Queen Rafi Space Podcast. And I'm so, so grateful to you who always send me information or always responds to questions whenever I put them out on this podcast. I'm so grateful. I love you for doing that. I appreciate you. And it's always nice to know that you're willing to give me that feedback. I love that from you and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.